For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, January the 28th. Our one topic today is the Peace Corps and the Peace Corps Film Festival, which is coming up this Friday and Saturday. We've got two guests with us today, Mike Burton. Welcome to Radio Friends, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
And Claire Lee. And Claire, you are the Peace Corps recruiter.
Yes.
For Columbia, Central Missouri, correct?
That's right.
Let's start, first of all, Mike. The film festival, the Peace Corps Film Festival. It's this Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
What is special about this?
Sure. Well, it's the third Goal International Film Fest. And so it's an opportunity for us to really live out the third goal of Peace Corps, which is to share what we learned and experienced while we were serving overseas in over 75 countries around the world with our friends and family back home.
So that's the third goal. What is the first goal?
I'll let Claire handle that.
Okay. The first goal is to provide countries that are asking for assistance with trained men and women from the United States.
Okay.
The second, that's the first goal. The second goal is to learn about those countries and those cultures and those peoples on the part of Americans. Mm-hmm. So let those people understand America a little bit better from what they might see on television or in the news. And then the third goal is to bring back what we've learned and share it with people here in the States.
So how are you doing this with the film festival?
Well, we have a great lineup of films, you know, and they are in Rwanda, in Senegal, Colombia, Nicaragua, and China. So really cover a big part of the world. And most are documentaries, although we do have one feature film, too. And they touch on various issues from, gender equality, managing natural resources, different environmental issues, access to education. And so it's an opportunity to, through film, through some great films, have a discussion, afterwards. After each film, we have a panel with returned Peace Corps volunteers that kind of further the topics that the films brought up. And we're very fortunate this year, for the third year in a row, to bring in a director of one of the films as well.
Mm-hmm. So the people who are on the panel for each particular film served in that part of the world that the film is dealing with?
That's right. And when possible, we also find folks who are from those countries, too.
Yeah. This is open to the public.
That's right. It's free.
And it's absolutely free. So you have an opportunity to learn, and you have an opportunity to join the Peace Corps if you want, correct?
Or at least learn more about it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, will you be recruiting folks at the Peace Corps?
I will be talking to people all day long, between films, maybe during some of the films, if I've seen them already. I'll sit out and talk with people in the lobby.
Are the films the same on Friday and Saturday, or are they different films both days?
It's a good question. So Friday is a special event. It's a filmmaker workshop, and we do that in conjunction with Columbia Access Television. Mm-hmm. And so it's at their Studio A on the Stevens College campus, and that's at 6 p.m. on Friday. And so our featured guest, director Alric Brown, he's the director of our feature film, Kinyarwanda. I'll talk more about that in just a second. But he'll be there Friday to put on a workshop. They call them cat chats that they have with directors. So anybody that's interested in filmmaking, you don't have to be a filmmaker, can come and learn about the process and kind of what goes into everything that he's done. And he's a young and up-and-coming filmmaker, so it's a great opportunity to learn.
So that's on Friday?
That's on Friday.
And then Saturday?
And then Saturday, starting at 1 p.m., we'll show four films throughout the day, and that goes from 1 until about 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So people can come, and they can stay the whole day if they want to.
That's right.
Yeah. Both of you were in the Peace Corps. I know you were in the Peace Corps, and Claire, you were in the Peace Corps. Where did you serve?
I served in Guinea, West Africa.
So what did you come back? What have you come back with? How has it changed your life?
Wow, it's impacted my life in many ways. But, you just learn that the world is very small on the one hand, and the world is very large on the other hand. And I still have connections with the family that I lived with in Guinea. Sometimes they'll call, and I'll call them back, or we have Skyped before with a village in Guinea.
Do they have internet access?
Sporadic, but not as well as we have right. internet access here. You know, you just get the perspective, the whole perspective of the way the world works kind of changes once you've lived out of the country for 2 years.
And even though, and I'm sure, you see, even though people are different, we're all alike, mm-hmm. too, in sure. many, many ways.
Yes.
And you come back, and even though you're back in the United States, part of your heart is back where you were in the Peace Corps. Is that right? Is that a fair statement?
Yes. Very fair.
So what do you say to somebody who may be thinking about joining the Peace Corps? Does it take a special type of person, or can anybody do it? I think I know the answer
That's
to that question.
It's a good question. I mean, there's certainly some attributes that are helpful to have. You know, an open mind, patience, stick-to-itiveness. You know, it is incredibly fun, and you're learning new things every day. But there's challenges as well.
Right.
You know,
you may not be living in the kind of conditions that you're used to living in here.
That's right.
In fact, there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to be. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And you'll be struggling not just with living conditions, possibly, but, you know, overcoming language barriers and cultural differences and negotiating how to work within this new culture. But that's really what helps facilitate that second and third goal so well, is that by design, you're working every day with your counterparts in your country. And so you're not just working together to achieve a particular project, but you're getting to know one another, you know. And so that two-thirds of the goal of Peace Corps is really about that cultural exchange.
Is there an upper age limit or a lower age limit? Do you say somebody is too old or too young?
No. You know, 90% of the positions that Peace Corps fills require a bachelor's degree. So we always like to see somebody who's towards the end of their college career, which is why a lot of campus recruiters are on campuses. But as far as the old question, no, absolutely not. As long as you're in good health, there is no age limit for
if you had anybody in their 70s or 80s decide to.
There's somebody serving right now that's in their 70s.
That's amazing.
Yes.
All right. If people would like to have more information, Mike, what can they do?
Yeah, so go to our website, and that's morpcv.org. It stands for Missouri Return Peace Corps Volunteers.
Okay.
And they can find the whole schedule of the films and information about the filmmakers' workshop on Friday night and a synopsis of each of the films as well. So basically everything they need to know is going to be there on the website. Another thing, some new things this year, we're also offering international food for tasting. So folks in our group that have served in different countries are going to make some dishes from where they served.
Oh, how wonderful.
Have that for sampling. And we'll also be doing a few brief, like, kind of educational tours during some of the breaks between films. So you'll get a chance to play a game or maybe learn a language lesson.
That's great. You can go over to World Harvest International, go bring food and get a lot of your international food over there. But thank you so much for coming by. It was a pleasure having you here. The Peace Corps Film Festival this coming Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
And everybody is invited to attend.
Free event.
And it's at the MU Student Center.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Come back again. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyten, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.